I love you. Right on. Right on. Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an addict. I'd like to welcome anybody new, anybody coming back, welcome. I'm no one special, really I'm not. You know, I do have 29 years, but I'm no different than any one of you. You know what, I came here the same way as you did. And you know what, I came here in here dying 29 years ago. And there's one longtime friend, is Judy, who was friends in me, friends with me from the very beginning. And I love you, Judy. Life was hell. Life was absolutely hell. And, you know, what do you do? Like, really, what do you do if life is hell every single day? You know, and you're drinking and you're drugging and you're dying and you're killing yourself. Like, what do you do? Do you go to family? What do you do? You know, and what happened for me was I was dying. And I didn't know what the heck to do. And some guy I phoned from work ended up being my first sponsor. And he said something to me that very first day on the phone. And he says, "Can you quit just like for today?" I'm like, "That's stupid. Why would you say that?" And I said, "Yeah, I can. Anybody can quit. Like for one day, come on." But he said, "Why don't you just quit for today and I'm going to help you tomorrow?" I'm like, "Fantastic." And he said, "I'll come and pick you up." I'm like, "Perfect." So I didn't use, right? I didn't know this was going to be 29 years later, right? But this guy picked me up and we went to meetings. This guy loved the heck out of me. And every time I see Dodie, you're very easy to love. But, you know, that's what happened to me. It's, you know, Judy and Damon and all the old-timers, they loved me. They didn't care if I was loud. And I was loud. I was even louder than this, believe me. And I needed your help. I needed your love. Because I had nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, no life. You know, I had a job that I barely just saved. Just barely. Here's a good thing, is if I got in any trouble anymore from work, I was kicked off of the waterfront. So they says, if you get in any more trouble within a year, you're done. And I mean, that's pretty serious. So you know what I did? I couldn't stop drinking. I couldn't stop using. I didn't go to work for a year, right? Right? Like, what else are you going to do? Because every single day it was hell. And you think I can go to work and not, like, use? Like, come on. That's stupid, right? I'm a longshoreman. I work on ships, right? So I made it, and, you know, I got help, and I got love from you guys. And, you know, it's been a long, long time. But, you know, as I look around the room, you know, I see the time. So, you know, spending time with Jason in the hospital when he nearly died in the motorcycle accident. Spending time with Judy, Tracy, you know. I look around these rooms. Severia hated me. I don't know if you hate me, but you didn't hate me as much as Severia did. Like, she wouldn't even talk to me. And then she was telling this story about her friend Hannah. Well, her friend Hannah phoned me and says, "Hey, do you want to help Severia move?" And I'm like, "What? Does Severia know that you're asking me to help you?" Right? "Yeah, she does." I said, "Are you sure?" And of course I helped. Because you know what? I'll do anything to help you. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you're related to. I don't care if you got like a 14-year-old kid. Or I seen one just tonight, 16 years old. I think she was 15 years old last year. Just came just to say happy birthday to me. And I found her on the streets in East Vancouver. And it's a member's daughter. And I found her and we got her help and we got her treatment. She's coming up to 2 years. Like, you know, this is what happens. I will go out of my way. And, you know, I see people who work at Union Gospel Mission and Katrina. You know, there's so many people, John and Greg, Vince, there's, you know, I love Scott. You know, there's so many people here that I love. But you know what? I even went through my own stuff last year when I took my 28-year cake. Nadine was talking about it. And she did come over to me at halftime and said, you know what? I want to help you. And it's been a whole year with Nadine. And even in the last 100 days, I kind of wanted to lose 100 pounds in 100 days. I got to like pretty close to 55 pounds, you know, in 100 days, right? You know, and I know this is about sobriety. It's about staying clean. But it's about you loving you. Right? How do you love you? And the best way you can love you, and I might as well get into it, is the 12 steps. See, I didn't know what an alcoholic and an addict was. I didn't know that. I didn't know I had the problem, and I had the solution within me. I didn't know that. So I got brought here, and I studied the book. I studied the treatment center guides. Every step guide that you can think of. Because I was dying. Right? So I had to do this. And that's exactly what I did. I put so much time and hours and years into it. And I thought, you know what? I want this. I want this more than anything in my life. I don't want to hurt anymore. I don't want to be clean and sober and hurt. I don't. So I ended up doing the steps and I ended up finding out like what step one is. You know, about that obsession of the mind, like Nadine was saying, is my obsession of the mind. Well, my mind is the problem. So if you don't know what the problem is, it's not the alcohol and drugs. And if you think it's not. My mind takes me to that. Right? My mind takes me to that. So my mind is the problem. So if that's the problem, and if I have this obsession of the mind, which tells me that it's okay or it's not okay, that's a problem, right? But something happens before I even think about this and doing drugs. And it's called the spiritual malady. And that's our warning sign. And what that is I'm irritable, restless, discontent. I'm overwhelmed. Things aren't going my way. You know, I'm overwhelmed. You know, that irritable, restless discontent. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm going to do this. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to snort a line from here to North Vancouver and back. Or I'm going to drink. Whatever the case might be. Right? But it's going to come from your mind. It will not come from God. And it will not come from your heart. It won't. Try it. It won't. So we got the solution in front of me. So I didn't know about the problem was my thinking. Well, I wanted to leave step one right away because that's a problem. I wanted to get into steps two and three. I want to get into solution. So what's the solution? Is God this. Hawaii, I try to look for God there. Buddhist temples, Hawaii, you know, and Mexico, pyramids and Buddha, all kinds of stuff. I was going crazy. But they told me where God was in the big book. I didn't know that. And it says, deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God. I like that. Mm-hmm. Right? Our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. I didn't know the solution was inside me, inside my heart the whole time. But the mind was killing me. My mind was telling me, I know what I'm doing. I just need to work more. I just need the girl. I just need the money. Whatever, the mind's going to kill you. But the heart will tell you the truth. And that's what I needed. I needed something more than just a sponsor or a friend. I needed that power greater than myself. And it was within me. You know, thank God for that. And you know what? I didn't learn this all at the beginning. So that's why I ended up putting some stuff together so people could get through this work like really quickly, like in 12 hours. You can do all 12 steps in your own time. But you can find out what the problem is. You can get to the solution. But me telling you that will not keep you sober. And it won't keep you clean. Just because you know now that your thinking is the main problem and the solution's within us. It's God. It's within us. It's in my heart. You're going to still be crazier than you were before. You will, because it's going to be confusing. And it's not until we do step four, where we kind of look at the resentments, and it was kind of exciting, the resentments, because I had lots of them. I think I had you on my resentment. Judy took me down to Stanley Park, I can still remember, 29 years ago, and she was on my step four. Everybody was, so don't worry. Everybody was. And the paper started flying. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. And Judy's name was there. And she says, oh, I made your resentment list. I didn't know that if I have a resentment towards you, has nothing to do with you. Nothing. If I hate you, if I think you're too loud, if I don't like you, it has nothing to do with the boyfriend, the girlfriend, has nothing to do with them. It has to do with how I react to it. And I didn't know that. Like my reactions, like I'm being mean. I'm being inconsiderate, right? I needed to know what those defects were, because once you go through step four and you go through the resentments, the fear, the sex, and the harms, right? And you tell somebody that, you get a really clear picture of you. And but the most important things that you get is a lot of these defects of character, how I react. If a car comes, I give them the finger, or I tell them where to F off. I don't do that anymore, because I needed to see fully, right, what does it say? It says we have to remove the blocks that are blocking us from God. And what are those blocks? There are defects. And God doesn't want us in our defects. But you can't remove them without God. Right? So how do you remove them? Well, you know what they are by the time you do the work. And then you get to 6 and 7. And 6 is knowing about them. Step 7 is actually acting out on them. And I don't want to do that anymore. So if that car cuts in front of me, I don't want to do that anymore. What I want to do instead is let them in. What I want to do instead is talk to the girl I'm interested in, instead of, you know, being so resentful that she won't go out with, whatever the case might be, talk to somebody, right? And that's what step 7 is about. It's about your loving actions, to get me, the opposite of your defect of character. And then we get to step 8 and 9, and I didn't realize step 9, you know, I'm watching people on TV, and I'm learning this, and I'm learning this, and the most important person in step 9 is you, right? How can I go to you and make amends to you? How can I do that? When I hate you, right? Right? I don't like you, I don't know, no, no, and no. But the thing is you need to love you. And when it comes to step 9, is I needed a list, and I needed and I got a list of what I need to do to love me today. And part of that is by going to the gym every day, right? And it's by helping people through the work. Do you know? So loving you is the most, if you want forgiveness in your life, and we all want forgiveness, I know, because I hear everybody step 5, many people, like lots over, and everybody wants forgiveness. But how do you forgive you? It's by loving you, and by doing loving actions for you, and make a list and follow that list and do that list. Then I can go to anybody. I can go to anybody today, and I can say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. You know what? I'm not going to say I'm sorry. And if I am, I probably will really mean it. But I'm going to say, look, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. Right? And it's changing my actions. Your actions will show me exactly who you are, is your actions. And then it comes to step 10. And step 10 is continue to take personal inventory. Right? So we do this all through the day, and there's 5 things that I need to do. I need to know about the defects of character. I need to pray. I need to tell somebody immediately. I need to make amends quickly. And then I need to resolutely turn my thoughts out how I can help others. That's step 10. Right? And that's just through all the whole day. So if I get a little bent out of sideways, I need to take care of that right away. Then it comes to step 11. Step 11 is sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. Well, there's the morning and then there's the night. And the morning we read on the awakening, we look at the next 24 hours. And then it's when I retire at night. Well, when I retire at night is so important. And if you're not doing it, you should do it. Because there's 9 questions that it asks you that you should be doing every night. And it keeps you involved in the steps. So if you read those 9 questions, You can review your day, and then you can make whatever plans you have to try to change your loving actions once again. And then, of course, step 12 is helping others. I mean, look, you know, and helping others and service work is done in a lot of ways. And what happened for myself, my first 10 years is I was on the board of directors for the Vancouver Recovery Club. Then the next 10 years, I was at Union Gospel Mission and helping the guys. And that's where my friend works. And I helped all the guys at the treatment center, just, you know, helped them through the steps and, you know, brought them to meetings and stuff like this. And then, you know, even for the last, like, 10, 15 years, I have this website, rightonron.com or whatever. And I help people through the steps all over the world. And, you know, that's kind of really exciting. And I'm just going to tell you this one person that I did help. And I know we're just coming close to the end here. I helped this guy in Russia. And he speaks Russia, and he spoke Russian. I can't speak Russian, but he did, right? And he says, oh, I love Ian. You know, we drink vodka, but now we go to meetings. And I helped this one guy, and we went through the 12 steps online and or over the phone just to do step 4 and step 9. I just do step 4 and step 9 with you. And after he was done, he said, you know, he says, Ron, I'm going to set Russia on fire with love. Because this is what it's truly about. This is about you loving you. And if you can't love you, let me love you. Right? And if you can't do this, I don't care who you are. I will hang out with you. I'll buy the smokes. I'll buy the drinks, pop, coffee. I'll take you out for lunch. I'll buy. Let's do some work, step work. You too, Judy. No. You know, I will go out of my way to help anyone, anytime. Do you know what? And that's our purpose. And our purpose is to be a maximum helpfulness to others. You know, and the only reason I am who I am today is because of you. Right? The only reason I am who I am today is because the sponsors that I have in my life that I had was Damon, was my first sponsor for about 12 years, which Judy knew. And all you guys know Milton. I had Milton for many years. I had Milton, and now I have Jorge. And, you know, I'm so, so blessed. You know, I could have never imagined clean time, just being clean and sober, that you can do things that you can't even dream of. Make a list. And my sponsor said, make a list of 20 things. He should have said, Ron, make a list of 1,000, because I achieved every single one of them, and I keep achieving these dreams and these goals. But I'm working for it. Right? And if you can't work for this, let's get this straight. If you can't do this, and if you're doing it by yourself, you're doing it wrong. So if you're doing this by yourself, Colin, let me help you. Right? I want to hang out with you and the other new guy. You know, I know his mother, right? And his sister, right? You know, let me walk with you and let me love you. And let's go have some fun. And let's get some clean time. Let's get some sobriety. Let's take this one day at a time. And life can be amazing. You're responsible for your happiness. Your happiness, everybody. Your happiness is your guiding light. So if you're not happy, it's your fault. Change your life. Right? And you know what? That's all I'm doing every single day is I'm just changing my life. And it's a struggle. You know, when Dean came last year to help me and, you know, and I was going through depression and anxiety. And thank God I walked through it. And, you know, thank God, you know. And, you know, I'm working out. I'm happy. Happier. I'm still going to follow this for as long as I live, I want to do this. Right? Every single day I get up and I want to go to the gym. Every day I get up, I want to pray. Right? And I want to help you. And I want to love you. So if you think, any of you guys, anybody, if you think you're bothering me, bother me. If you want help, I want to help you. I want to love you. And you know what? Any one of you guys can have this too. Okay? Any one of you guys can have this. And, you know, I kind of know the stats, and here's the stats, which is sad. 97% of people are going to go back using in this room, probably. 97%. Only 3% are actually doing the work. I know, Katrina, you know the work and stuff. And she knows because we're a really great friend. And you know what? It's unbelievable. You know, and the people who work with others, do you know what? I can't thank you enough why I brought up Katrina and many other people, Nadine, and people who go out of their way, John, great. You know, people, Vince, like everybody here, Dean, and happy birthday, Dean. You know, anybody who helps other people, life, you know, I love you. And I care about you, and I care about your brother. I care about your sister. I care about you. I care about your parents. I care about your grandparents. So if I can help out anyone, I'm all for it. You know, and with that being said, you know, I'm so very fortunate. And I can't thank this group too. You know, this group for letting me come here and Scott, you know, I love Scott. And just before I end, is I was going through this really hard time. And, you know, I got a hold of John. I got a hold of John and Greg and Scott. And I got a hold of Scott and I said, hey, Scott, I said, you know, I kind of need some help here. Just, you know, this was last year because I didn't go to a meeting for like 8, and that's not me. And, you know, Scott was just fantastic. You know, he sat with me the whole time. And, you know, one thing you shouldn't do unless you want a friend for life. But don't do this unless you want a friend for life. Do not help me. Because if you do, and if you help an old timer, they're going to remember you. They're going to love you for the rest of their life. Thanks for my clean time.